Book 6 Interludes in Field and City. No gods, but only Trojans and Achaeans, were left now in the great fight on the plain. It swayed this way and that between the rivers, with levelled spears moving on one another. Ajax Telamonius, Achaean bastion on defence, attacked and broke a Trojan mass, showing his men the way by killing the best man of all the Thracians, Acamas, Eussorus's brawny son. He hit him on the forecrest, and the spearhead clove his frontal bone, lodged in his brain, filling his eyes with darkness. Diomedes then slew Exilus Teuthranides from the walled town Arisbe. A rich man and kindly, he befriended all who passed his manor by the road. But none of these could come between him and destruction now, as the Achaean killed him, killing with him Calesius, his aide and charioteer, leaving two dead men to be cloaked in earth. Euryalus killed Dresus and Opheltius, then met the twins, Aesepus and Pedasus, born by a Barbaria, a sea-nymph, to Bucalion, son of Laomedon, his first and secret child. When Bucalion served as a shepherd, he had loved the nymph, and she conceived these twins. Euryalus now broke their valor, cut them down, and bent to drag from their dead shoulders belted swords and bucklers. Polypoetes killed Astyalus. Percosios Pedites fell before the spearhead of Odysseus. Areteon fell before Teucrus, and Antilochus, the son of Nestor, brought up Lyrus low with one spear-flash. Then Marshal Agamemnon took the life of Elatus, whose home had been in Pedasus upon the height near Satnioeis River. Leotis killed Philicus as that man turned to run. Eurypylus dispatched Melanthius. But great-lunged Menelaus took a prisoner, Adrestus. Veering wild along the plain, this Trojan's team had caught his hurtling car upon a tamarisk and broken at the joint his chariot pole. The animals then galloped on toward Troy with all the rest who panicked. But the driver, flung out of his car head over heels, landed alongside face down in the dust. And there, with his long spear, stood Menelaus.